Now from Luke chapter 1 and verses 39 through to 45, we see the response of Mary having heard of the good news of what the Lord was going to do unto her, the Holy Spirit descend and overshadow her. She responds in verse 39. And in those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why this is granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me. For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." Amen. Thank the Lord for his word. We see Mary respond to the announcement of the angel with Gabriel, and he has just told her of what the Lord has done unto Elizabeth and Zechariah. How there is a child now in her womb, John the Baptist. What does Mary do? But if not, leap up with haste and go to see Elizabeth, to share in the joy. You know, when the joyful news of a baby on the way. You know, that's a marvelous thing to tell. Jenny and I certainly enjoy telling you of another addition to the Preston household on the way. And I hear of others of good news of safe arrival. The Gillespies with a new grandson, Angus George, and Tony and Joy. Two with a new granddaughter, little Esme Joy, Suzanne, and Betty with James and Jill's Annabelle, and Sam and Martha with Nigel and Rachel's little genius. You know, our church family is together. We celebrate each one of them and many others. We pray for them. We want to lift them up before the Lord. Now, think about Mary. Here in a wholly unique way, Mary has just found out that she's pregnant. But not by the flesh, but the power of the Holy Spirit. And if that isn't startling enough, the angel has just told her about her cousin Elizabeth and Elizabeth's good news. Now remember, in those days, news did not travel fast. There was not a WhatsApp family group where you could, I guess, send pictures or that kind of thing. The news has only just reached Mary. So she accepts these things by faith, and Mary does what is obvious. What's obvious whenever you hear good news? Particularly good news, perhaps, of a little one? Well, you want to go and share. She wants to go and see her cousin and celebrate the grace of God that has so clearly come down upon them both. And she doesn't hang around. We're told that Mary arose and went with haste. The angel told her, and immediately she proceeds to the home up in the hills. And there, verse 40, she greets her cousin. Luke records, something remarkable happens whenever Mary greets her cousin. The Holy Spirit fell upon Elizabeth, and the baby John in her womb leaped, a sense of kicking or movement, and the mother cried out loudly, words moved in her by the Spirit. You see, this isn't just a congratulations, that's really good news, I'm happy for you. The Spirit is in this greeting and inspires a response and devotion. Mary is told by Elizabeth that she is blessed by God, and particularly so blessed by God because of the child that Mary is carrying. Mary has the honor of carrying God's own Son, beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, the one who is Elizabeth's and Mary's Savior. And Elizabeth's humility does not shine through here. As she says in verse 43, "And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Who am I that you should come to me?" This isn't Elizabeth idolizing Mary as some were wanting to do. This isn't an idolizing of Mary. This is ascribing praise to Mary's God, the one who has made this possible. He grants this, and he alone is Elizabeth's Lord. The Jews have been waiting centuries. We heard the readings, did we not? From Micah, from Isaiah. Throughout, peppered in the Old Testament, is this yearning for a Messiah. One who would be David's son and yet David's Lord. Even not just the Jews, but the whole world yearns for such a Messiah. The seed of Abraham would be a blessing to the nations. And here, before Elizabeth, in that room, up in the hill, in the small town in the hill country, in the home of Zechariah and Elizabeth, before Elizabeth is in Mary's womb, God's favor incarnate. Even the baby John, stirred by the Holy Spirit. I won't go further than that about what's happening to the baby John. Some imagine that he knew he was in the presence of Christ or felt emotion. I think far more coherent and a better place for us to leave it would be that the Spirit filled Elizabeth, which is what the text tells us, and affected the baby. And that kind of confirms even more to Elizabeth that what is happening in that room is no ordinary thing. No ordinary greeting from Mary, no ordinary meeting. This is heaven itself was watching. Heaven itself is watching these two women and the fruit indeed of their wombs. Elizabeth ends with prophecy and reminds Mary further, verse 45, that she is blessed because of her faith. Faith that God would bring about what is promised. What he promised. You know, we had this morning the announcement of the angel Gabriel to Mary in the previous part of the chapter of Luke. But let me remind you of the call to respond here this evening. That response is what we see with Elizabeth. Mary comes, and Elizabeth responds to the good news of the Lord and his truth. How do you respond this evening to good news? No doubt, perhaps, even in your family, there's been perhaps good news, maybe of safe arrivals, or maybe of babies to come. Maybe in the past you can think of that. Good news. Maybe you might have shared joy and pleasure. But Elizabeth, well, she just doesn't hear good news of a baby in the way, and indeed of her own baby, but Elizabeth hears the best news of all. She understands that God's own begotten Son is coming into the world. The Messiah, the Savior. And this is not just any old impersonal Lord. What does Elizabeth call? How does she greet her Lord? She says, "My Lord." This is personal to her. This is my Lord. Mary is carrying my Lord. There's joy, there's pleasure, but there's also worship. There's acceptance, a response to this good news. Here is the yearned for Messiah. He claims her attention as he's before her in the womb of Mary, and these two ladies share a greeting. But indeed, Elizabeth's heart was claimed from eternity past. She had placed her sole hope in the Lord. I wonder, has your heart been gripped by Christ in such a way? We've been singing about him, haven't we? Trust that was what we've been doing. we've been singing to him who alone is worthy of all praise. You know, faith in Christ is where true happiness, true peace and joy is found this Christmas. The world and men are liars. And they can't give you what you truly need and what you truly want. Yet Elizabeth saw it, Mary saw it, God gives his true word. I wonder, do you see it? All the benefits of forgiveness, reconciliation, eternal life, and true happiness. Here in the text, we see Elizabeth's reaction to the joyful news of the Word incarnate in flesh. Jesus Christ, God's only Son. Do you see the same thing as I see? Do you see the same thing as perhaps those in the pew beside you see? Have you given your yes to God who speaks, appeared in flesh, who lived and died to save sinners? The world needs to be put behind us. And the word and the announcement is put before you. Where is the faith this evening? Prayer is found in Christ. In that act of believing in him who is the truth. Can you say, as Elizabeth said, my Lord? And then so know the truth of the peace and joy of salvation by God's hand who sent a Son. A Son who lived and died for sinners. And the Spirit who yet still applies it today and continues through the church's belt. Indeed, Christ returns. Let's pray about these things. Our Father, this evening, as we have turned our voices, indeed our wills, to praise you, Lord, we pray that you would visit us. Lord, visit us who have heard your word by your Spirit, that you would cause life to spark in there, that life of faith. Oh Lord, where it is present, Lord, we pray that you would encourage, Lord, that you would remind us of the object of our faith, the Lord Jesus, of the wonder of what we confess, of the joy that Elizabeth, indeed, that Mary had. Well, we can say, my Lord. And for those here who probably can't, Lord, speak to them of these things. Draw them unto Christ. Make good your redemption in your elect, for your name's sake, for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, before we end our service, we'll respond with gratitude. We'll lift our offering this evening.